The global diplomatic campaign to hold Russia to account for downing Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine has hit a surprise hurdle. Malaysia has broken ranks with Australia and the Netherlands, with the Malaysian Transport Minister telling Channel News Asia in Kuala Lumpur that there is no conclusive evidence to confirm Russia was responsible. That's also at odds with the multi-country team of investigators who said only a week ago that they'd traced the missile launcher to the Russian Federation's 53rd Anti-Aircraft Rocket Brigade. Tonight, the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has flatly contradicted the Malaysian minister, saying in a statement, "The only reasonable conclusion is that Russia played a direct role in the downing that killed 38 Australians. Russia, she says, must take responsibility for its role." Peter Lloyd reports.
When Malaysia's Transport Minister Anthony Loke was asked how Malaysia would respond now that the joint investigation team has explicitly implicated Russia in the missile attack on MH17, this was his response.
"Well, there is no conclusive evidence to pinpoint at Russia."
And when pressed about the evidence that the book surface-to-air warhead was made in Russia, Anthony Loke said this.
"Yeah, but who is responsible? But who is responsible? You cannot just pinpoint at Russia. Of course, we have to take into consideration diplomatic relations and so on. So any further actions will be based on conclusive evidence."
That's at odds with the Dutch and Australia, both working in the United Nations this week to demand Russia take financial liability for damages. The Netherlands Foreign Minister, Stef Blok.
"We hold the Russian Federation accountable for its part in the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17.
That was echoed in a Senate estimates hearing in Canberra today. The Foreign Affairs Department's Chief Legal Officer, James Larson, was asked to confirm the Australian position on Russia by Labor Shadow Foreign Affairs spokesman, Penny Wong.
Not only has Australia called on Russia to account for its responsibility in its role for the downing of MH17, but of course we are partnered very closely by the Netherlands, and a very large number of other countries have come out on the basis of the JIT evidence and supported our call for Russia to account properly for its role.
The quote attributed to the Malaysian Transport Minister is, "There is no conclusive evidence to point at Russia under the JIT evidence." That is not a conclusion with which the Australian government would agree.
Australia believes there is conclusive evidence.
Thank you.
The Boeing 777 was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur when it was shot down on the 17th of July 2014. 289 people died, 38 from Australia. Moscow has always denied involvement. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov seized on the investigation's ongoing status to argue that it's too soon to be blaming Russia.
"It was said that the investigation is far from over and they still continue to find out who is guilty. But already at this stage, they said Russian side should agree to negotiate with Australia and Netherlands regarding the amount of compensation."
US aviation lawyer Jerry Skinner represents some of the families of MH17 victims in a civil compensation claim against Russia. He spoke on the ABC's news program, The World.
"There isn't an excuse for allowing them to conduct this type of policy and go without being challenged."
The joint investigation is far from over, though investigators have traced the missile launcher to the Russian Federation's 53rd Anti-Aircraft Rocket Brigade. They've called for anyone with more evidence to come forward and offered witness protection. The evidence so far comes from dash cams, wiretaps and witness reports. What they need now, they say, is a confession or a whistleblower, or perhaps the least likely development, an about-face by the Kremlin.
Peter Lloyd reporting.